Coach Kyle Supernaw in here, and well, that was fun. That was easy, right?
Yeah, I don't know about easy, but it was definitely fun. We played, one-run ball games, played a two-run ball game, and then we blew one open late to win 10-2. So we won in a couple different fashions.
So when you're starting the season like this, and let me ask you, because I can't remember, I'd have to ask Ron, who's my walking Google. Have you ever gone down there and just started 4-0?
This is actually the first year we've gone down to Meridian, Mississippi, okay, and played. I think last year we started 7, 8, 9, 10, and 0
wow,
to start the year, I believe, something along those lines, with a trip down in Tennessee and then a trip down to Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that was 6-0 to start, and then I want to say it was like 8 or 9-0.
But, so this isn't anything out of the ordinary for you guys.
No, but Meridian is probably a better club than what we played to start the season last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nothing against the two teams that we played last year, but Meridian's going to win some ball games, and to go down there and play four games with them and beat them all four at their place was a pretty good feat for us.
Yeah, and we've talked before, but you've got a nice mixture of experience, newcomers, pitching, hitting. You can talk to one, they'll say, well, our pitching's good. You talk to another, our hitting's good. I mean, you got it all.
Yeah, I mean, on paper we do, and we did it this weekend. You know, we pitched it really, really well again against a good hitting club in a ballpark that plays small. You know, we went 35 strikeouts to 6 walks. And then offensively we put up 7 and 10 and 6 and 2. So played well on both sides of the baseball, played really clean defensively, and did a really good job on the bases. So showed a little bit of all aspects.
You had stolen bases in there also. We talked about the hitting. You're hitting as a team 322 after four games. That's a good characterization. Your slugging percentage, 405. On-base percentage, 396. And your earned run average is well down there. So you were in all the right places, but you also ran the ball a little with the stolen bases.
Yeah, you know, that's something we started doing last year. We kind of implemented a new system. And we went, my first year as a head coach, we went like 93 stolen bags, and then like 98 the second year. And then last year we went up to 210 bags. You know, I don't know that we're going to run as much with this year's club, but I think top to bottom we're going to hit with a little bit more juice. But if we don't steal 125, 150 bags, I'll be disappointed. It's something that as soon as we started that last year, we saw a major change in, in our game and in our run production, just putting pressure on teams.
Yeah, and was that a conscious, at some point you just said we need to put more pressure on
people?
Absolutely,
absolutely. We decided that was something we were going to get into, and we jumped in with both feet, and our guys did a great job, bought in right away, and had a ton of success with it.
Now, what's next for the Vols?
So we head down this weekend. We'll leave on Thursday. We will stop at UAB, get a workout in, finish the drive one more hour down to we'll stay in Alexander City, and we'll play in Wadley, Alabama.
Well, I hope you got a good bus to take you down.
Absolutely. I think I know a guy or two. Got us taken care
of.
Yeah,
good, good. That's good. It's always good to know people.
That's right, no doubt. But no, we will we'll play a 3-game set against at Southern Union. It's called the Southern Union Invitational. We've been going there forever, Coach Halstead. You know, this is my 10th year going.
Wow.
And I know Coach went there several years before I got here. It's a really good good weekend for us. We play a doubleheader. They moved it to a 2-day set. We play Dyersburg State, who's a really good club, playing really well right now, swing it really well. On Friday, then we'll play Spartanburg Methodist out of South Carolina, who's an athletic, talented club every year. And then on Saturday, we'll get up and play Southern Union, who's got a new coach, who's a really – they're usually a bunch of tough guys that, that don't – won't give in. So it'll be three challenging games, and we're going to have to play well or come back 0-3.
We've got two players in with you, Cameron Langston and Luke Seed. I'll let you pick which one gets the hot seat first.
We'll give the lefty the first one so we can cover some things up if we need to.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So Luke Seed
is going to step up, and we're going to talk with Luke, who is a sophomore, Paducah, Kentucky, from McCracken County. Now, it says here maybe I'm reading this wrong, but it says you're tied for the national lead in ERA with 0.00.
I mean, yeah, right now, but it's very early. I've only thrown four innings to start off.
That's all right. You know, don't discount yourself. Walk three, struck out eight. What kind of a pitcher is Luke Seed? How do you describe yourself? If I'm a scout and you want to sell yourself to me, what kind of a pitcher are you?
I'd say I'm a type of guy who really good with the fastball, tunnels the changeup. Changeup's always been my pitch. And never really threw the fastball very hard, but people like I can throw my changeup in any counts, and then I can get batters to maybe think the changeup's coming, then I can run a fastball by them. And then I can throw in the curveball in there. It's gotten a lot better from last year. And I can throw that in there for 0-0 or, like, just get it a 0-1, 0-2, and, like, maybe get some guys all in that too.
Isn't it fun when you have a variety of pitches and they're all working?
Absolutely.
And a guy gets up there and say you throw him a curveball, right? You know, he's like, well, I didn't expect that, you know. And then you get him off balance. I mean, I would think as a pitcher, because you talk about basketball players in a zone, I would think that pitchers – when they get a guy or a team off balance, that's got to be one of the best feelings in the world.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you can, like, go up there and you know the batter looks uncomfortable up there, I mean, then it's your zone. I mean, they have to work. They have to go up and face you. It's like you control the zone. It's all on you.
Sure. How do you get your signals? Do they come from the bench? I mean, it changed in college ball over the years. Does the coach decide what you're going to throw, or do you, or the catcher, or who?
Depends on how we're playing. I'd say if we're playing well, catcher's going to call, but if we start getting hit around, Coach Soup's going to start calling. Yeah. I can tell.
Yeah. And when talk about the pitching staff as a whole this year, you know, top to bottom, or maybe the starters versus the relievers, you know, what kind of a pitching staff does Logan have?
Very deep this year, I would say. I mean, just top to bottom, from starters to relief to even closers, I mean, I'd put anyone in at any time of the game, and they're going to get the job done.
Wow, wow. Well, we're going to bring Cameron in here, Cameron Langston. He's an infielder, a sophomore, also from Paducah, also from McCracken County. Now, it says here, young man, that you're batting 467. Is that's not a typo, is it? 467?
No, sir.
Okay. Six hits, three RBIs. Talk a little bit about this trip, how it was for you to get kind of out against some, you know, competition?
Oh, it was great. It was great to get in that southern weather. I mean, the warm weather, you love playing baseball in that weather. That's what you dream of, going out there that first opening weekend and doing well. I mean, we played well from start to finish, and we never gave up. We got it out, and we got four wins.
Yeah.
What, as you went into the ball games, they were, what, three of them, the coach said, were close. One of them you blew out late, so it kept pressure on your staff.
Yes, sir. They handled it like they should, and they were ready for it, and we went out there, and they handled it, and they got it done, and we got those wins.
When we talked about the pitching staff, let's talk about the infield. What kind of an infield do you guys have? How strong
Very
are you?
Very strong. I feel I would put our infield against anyone.
Yeah.
I feel like there's no holes in the infield, and I feel like any ball that goes through the infield is going to get caught.
Mm-hmm. I says infielder, what position do you?
I play third base.
Third base. Okay. Third base. So the hot corner.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And who's at shortstop?
Ryan Ritter.
Yeah. I think I talked to him. And then second base?
Michael Carey.
First base?
Ethan English.
Okay. I was hoping he wouldn't say who. So now when you swing around to the out, and we're talking, you know, the offense now, up and down. When you look at the offense, he said, you know, maybe hit for some more juice this year, but able to steal some bags as well. You concur with that?
Yes, sir. I feel like our offense is going to be a little different than last year. I feel like we're going to hit for a lot more power top to bottom, and we're going to run, but we're not going to run as well from last year because we had guys with crazy speed. But this year we have those guys also, and they're going to get their bags, and we're going to steal those bags, and we're going to hit home runs, and we're going to hit those extra base hits.